Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And our next guest is Daryl Buchanan, who is the Vice President of Franchise Development for Allegra Print and Imaging. And the Allegra Network is one of the world's largest graphic communication franchises, linking more than 600 locations in North America and the United Kingdom. The company ranks in the top 200 in sales among all franchise companies in the world. And Allegra Network is considered a leader in franchise training, technology, implementation, and system profitability. Good morning, Daryl. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
Thanks, Daryl. Daryl, joining us is my co-host, Don Johnson, who is also the president of Diamond Financial Services of New Jersey. And Don works with prospective franchisees when they're ready to finance their franchise. And I know you wanted to say hi to Daryl, Don.
Yeah, hi, Daryl. I appreciate you coming on the show. And like I told you, Marty, Daryl and I have known each other. How long now, Daryl? It's been about at least 3 or 4 years we've been working with each other.
3 or 4 years,
right?
And really enjoyed the relationship. Don's been very helpful in helping our franchisees on the SBA side.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's been great. You've been keeping us busy lately and working with a lot of prospects right now. So we've enjoyed the relationship, too, as you guys are growing, and we're going to, of course, continue that. So
great.
Yeah, good.
I'm glad I could be here.
To have you on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he said a lot of nice things about you, Daryl. He was so really excited to have you on the show.
Well, thank you.
I want to thank you again, Daryl, for coming on the show today. You know, congratulate you on the success and growth of Allegra. Can you tell us where you're calling from today?
I'm calling from Northville, Michigan. That's where our headquarters is.
Okay, great. Yeah, I heard, you know, I was talking to Tina yesterday. I'm sorry we couldn't have her on the show today, Daryl. We're going to have to have her back. But it is true. It's snowing there yesterday.
Yes, we're getting a little bit of snow. Temperatures are maybe in the mid-30s. Hopefully we'll start to get some nice weather soon.
Unbelievable, huh? That's something.
Donna, Easter, amazing.
Yeah, really. Don and I have mentioned, you know, in previous shows, Daryl, you know, about what's happening in that part of the country, you know, with the auto workers, you know, and, you know, how many of them are going to be losing their jobs and things like that. And you said that, you know, buying a franchise could be the next alternative for that particular market, you know, because I know the economy is struggling in that particular area.
Yeah, it has been a little bit of a, you know, a challenge in this particular market, obviously, with all the downsizing.
Right.
With the big three and then a lot of the tier one, tier two suppliers. So
right.
We have a lot of interest in franchising. And fortunately for us here being in Northville, Michigan, we have opportunities to get in front of a lot of prospects that maybe would be interested in replacing their lost income and, you know, maybe getting involved in a business where they can call their own shots.
Right. Absolutely. That's terrific. Yeah. What were you doing, Daryl, before joining Allegra?
I was involved in the military, the Air Force, for 6 years. And then after leaving the military, I got involved in actually opening up a printing business. And I started with one, and then I eventually went to multiple locations. It was always the dream to own a business. I didn't know what it was going to be at the time.
Right.
I got involved operating 3 locations, and then about 6-7 years later, I eventually sold those businesses to my managers, which a lot of those businesses today are still operating, and then joined the home office at Allegra.
Wow, that's terrific.
Yeah, Daryl, describe the history of the organization a little bit. I mean, it's gotten to be such a huge company. Maybe, you know, talk about the history for us a little bit, please.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. We got involved back in, started the company back in 1976, and we started franchising in 77 with 5 locations in Michigan.
Right.
And we were able to successively grow that operation to 300 or 400 locations. And then in the year 2002, we did a couple major acquisitions. One was with a company called InstiPrints, which a lot of those locations were converting over to the Allegra Print and Imaging brand. And then in 2005, we did another major acquisition that's going to tie in very well with the print industry, and that's Signs Now. They're out of Sarasota, Florida, and we did a major acquisition with them, and that was in the year 2005. So as you maybe know, I'm a shareholder with 4 other individuals, and the key shareholder in this company is Tom Monahan, who started Domino's years ago.
Right, right.
Wow.
That's incredible.
We have currently, like you said, over 600 locations today. Our system-wide sales are in the neighborhood of about $370 million. And, you know, we look to, you know, try to grow this to, you know, our goal is to grow this to about $600 million in system-wide sales by the year 2010.
That's incredible. Dow, with everything your company's doing, it seemed like that would be a likely type of, you know, transition into the sign business. I guess you have big plans with going in that direction?
Yeah, I think, you know, from a standpoint that there's so many similarities here.
Right.
When you look at the print side and you look at the sign side of this business and everything, we're sort of dealing with a similar type of candidate,
mm-hmm.
somebody that maybe wants to get into a business that's business to business, which
right.
is attractive to a lot of people coming out of corporate America today. Also, the fact that our businesses are open 8:30 to 5:30, and really the whole technology side of this business is emerging. So there's a lot of similarities with large format printers and digital copiers, and you know, the opportunity to put ink or toner on paper. So we feel that we've got the expertise here with our franchisees on the print side, and it's tied in very well with the franchisees on the sign side.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it seems like a natural match there. How,
it does.
How would you describe the Allegra Network franchise system, Darryl? That's an interesting question, right?
Yes. Are you looking for, like, you know, some of the characteristics, or how would you – make sure I understand your question.
Well, I mean, just in general, how is maybe Allegra, you know, different from your competitors?
Okay, that's a good question. Basically, I guess the difference between us and some of our competitors out there, we're very focused on we've got a couple of unique business models here. Number one, and maybe some of you know this, but we're unique when it really comes to franchising. Number one, we have an active conversion program.
Yeah,
and really none of our competitors today have this type of program. And basically what we do is we go out and identify independent printing businesses that want to sell. We're sort of like the matchmaker.
Right, right.
And then we match them up with qualified buyers that are looking to buy an existing business. So we have two different business models. The conversion model is really set up for somebody that's looking to replace their lost income. And, you know, we're targeting businesses out there that have sales of anywhere between $500,000 to about $2.5 million. And fortunately for us, this program started about 10 years ago when we were helping our franchisees sort of acquire the competition.
Mm-hmm.
We have today over 400 independent printing businesses across the country that are looking for an exit strategy, that are ready to retire.
Right.
So we find the qualified buyers, and then what we do over a period of after 90 days after the franchisee's been trained, we convert it to our Allegra Print and Imaging brand. So that's the one business model. The second business model is we started up a new digital print center. And this is a lower investment model for somebody that might want to get into this industry without dealing with the offset printing side as far as putting ink on paper. The way these operations are set up, yeah, the best way for me to describe it is a little bit like a mini Kinko's.
Right, right.
We basically do digital black and white and color. We also do signs, large format banners and signs. We handle mailing services. And it's a business that's B2B, business to business, and it's very attractive from the standpoint that it's open from 8:30 to 5:30, and you run it with very few employees. So when I look at what the traditional comparison, when you look at from the way that we compare ourselves to maybe our competition out there, a lot of them are sort of going after the traditional model of just, you know, maybe offset on paper.
Right.
And what we've decided to do is change with the times. We wanted to be able to come up with a business model for somebody that wanted to run maybe a larger size business and not do a new startup. Our average conversion is about $1 million a year in sales. So the nice thing about that is if they're looking at the conversion model, they can come in, they already got the people in place, the equipment's in place. We usually go in with our regional operations support people, and we might implement our new pricing software, We give them a lot of suggestions on how to improve their, you know, productivity. We make some changes maybe with staff or, you know, the expense side. And, you know, that model has been very successful for us, and we're looking to really expand that across the country.
I think that's great, Darrell, how you give the franchisees the different options, the two different models.
Absolutely.
Whether it's digital print, staying with the times, updated technology, and as you know, us working together on the conversion side, you really people get the both, the franchisees get the best of both worlds. They get an existing business so they can start making money right away with an existing business that's been there while making money, and then the fact that you're converting it, you know, with the expression conversion over to an Allegra on the financing side, you know, our lenders really have liked that type of loan because, you know, lenders love financing businesses, making money in business, and when you improve it with you coming in and doing all the things you guys do, and then, of course, putting the Allegra name on it, you know, it just makes it very attractive. And I can see why franchisees are very interested in that type of model.
Yeah, it's amazing, Don. You bring up a good point. But I would say of about 80% of the leads that we get today are from folks that are looking to buy an existing business.
Right.
They're looking for a way to maybe replace that lost income, or if they're in corporate America and they're working and they want to, you know, acquire a business, or, you know, maybe consider doing a franchise. The one thing attractive about this is that everything's pretty much in place for them. You know, so we'll have financial statements for them. We can give them a lot of the history. Obviously, they got experienced personnel there already to run and operate the business. And we try to focus more with the new franchisee when they come to our training class. We try to really work on, you know, teaching them sort of to stay focused on working on the business, not so much in the business every day. And we've had a lot of success. Our training program, so you understand, we do 2 weeks of training here at our office in Northfield, Michigan, and then we assign them to our regional operations director where they spend a week. And then we also, which is very helpful, the existing owner that's selling that business stays on it for an additional 30 days, 30 to 60 days to transition it. So that's helpful for a new owner. You know, they get usually at minimum 7 weeks of training.
That's something. Yeah, just smooth out the whole transition period. Just makes it much less stressful. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, how about the industry, Darrell? I've read that you guys are in like the third largest. You're like the third largest in the manufacturing industry. How big is the industry in general?
The industry. Good question. The total industry is $166 billion.
Wow.
And you know, so it's a major industry today when you're looking at, you know, what, you know, companies have to do, you know, as far as putting, you know, ink or toner on paper. And, it, you know, it's continued to grow, and, you know, we're excited to be part of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you said, Darrell, it is growing. You know, as the technology, I guess, becomes more advanced, you guys are continuing to grow with that technology.
Absolutely.
That's something.
So an area that we're trying to focus on right now, obviously, is adding a lot of the there's a lot of value-added capabilities, full-color printing, mailing services, which is growing at 6 to 20% a year. And, you know, our franchise concepts are uniquely positioned to take advantage of the growth.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess as the laws become more strict, Darrell, you know, with things like telemarketing and spam email and faxing and all that other stuff, more people will start mailing, I guess, too.
Absolutely.
That's something.
And, you know, that's a big part of our business. I always tell people when they say, you know, they ask me the question, well, Darrell, what is it, some of the things that you print or copy or whatever? I said, just take a look at your junk mail that you get every day at your house.
Right.
You know, I mean, they always talk about it's going to a paperless society. I know myself how much junk mail I get at the house every day from advertisers, but those are important customers of ours. So
exactly.
Not only do we design it, we print it, we do all the bindery, and then we mail it for them. So that's an area that's key to our business and everything. There's only maybe about 3% of the printers today that actually do mailing, and we're very focused on that area. We're trying to get every single shop that's under the Allegra Network brand to handle the mailing.
That's
Absolutely.
A nice added diversified service, the mailing, the whole, you handle the whole thing, just make it easy on the customer. And, yeah, I mean, you're right. The bottom line is mailings and brochures and postcards, it all works, or people wouldn't be doing it.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Darrell, can you stick around for another segment?
Yes.